everybody, and welcome in to another special podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zaglul, and on today's show, we're welcoming back a very special guest to talk about some Chicago Cubs news, including the recent Craig Kimbrel signing. We'll also cover some national MLB headlines, plus talk about his amazing sports media career. Now, before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zaglul. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest, and by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Celebrate the team's 20th anniversary season by purchasing tickets today. Call 708-489-2255 for your chance to be a part of history this summer in Crestwood. It's now time for our special guest. He began his sports media career in 1986, creating high school basketball scouting reports and selling them to college coaches. By 1995, he became the host of Sports Central on WGN Radio, which grew into Chicago's number one rated sports talk show. Today, he hosts Cap & Company weekdays from 9 to 12 on ESPN 1000, as well as Sports Talk Live on NBC Sports Chicago. He's also one of the only people in Chicago media history to host a daily TV show and daily radio show while writing a regular column in a major newspaper all at the same time. Please welcome back David Kaplan to the show. David, how are you doing today? Thank you for being here on the show.
Well, it's a hell of an introduction you put together, and thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, David, to start today, let's take a look at the Cubs and their recent blockbuster signing involving Craig Kimbrel. Now, obviously, he hasn't made his Cubs debut yet, and rightfully so. He has to be MLB-ready before taking the mound in 2019. What are you hearing in regards to a timetable for Kimbrel's first appearance in a Cubs uniform?
Yeah, I still think they're thinking it's a three-week process, so probably two more weeks. I don't think Craig is thinking that from what I'm hearing. He's looking to have it a lot sooner than that. He was hoping to be able to pitch in games by the 20th. I think that might be a little aggressive, and they're going to err on the side of caution. So it's sometime in the next couple, you know, two and a half weeks. Though.
How much of an impact do you see Kimbrel making on this 2019 Cubs team? I mean, some have said that it could be just as significant as what Aroldis Chapman did back in 2016, and others don't see it that way. They don't think Kimbrel is as good. Where do you stand on that comparison, and what do you think Kimbrel brings to the table?
Well, I think it's, you know, a massive, massive addition. Now, he's going to have to go out and shake the rust off quickly, and he's going to pitch in games that every single night he's been there, they mean something. So we'll see, you know, how quickly he is ready to pitch. But I will tell you that this guy has the stuff. He has the makeup to have a massive impact on this team.
David Kaplan here on Sports Talk Chicago. And David, whether people think Kimbrel is washed up or not, it's tough to argue with 333 saves and a 1.91 ERA to boot and only nine MLB seasons. Keep in mind, he's only 31 years old and actually is on pace to get to 600 career saves. Now, will that indeed pan out? We don't know yet. But to you, is Kimbrel one of the best closers of his era? Can you say right now that if he continues at this pace, racks up 500, 550 saves, that he could be a legitimate Hall of Fame contender when it's all said and done?
Yeah, and Peter Gammons, who's as smart and as dialed in and has seen as much as anybody, says, in his opinion, he's 90% of the way already there. I don't know if I quite go to 90%, but I do think by the time this guy's career, as long as he stays healthy, by the time his career is over, he's a Hall of Famer.
You know, something else that I think has been overlooked about Kimbrel, and this goes back to the signing itself, is the fact that his market greatly changed for the better following the MLB first-year draft, because after the draft, he was no longer tied to draft pick compensation. The interest from teams heated up, and within a few days, he was signed. Now, of course, there are some underlying factors here. I mean, from the outset, his asking price was too high, and that played a role into when he was signed. But do you see a change coming in the structure of the qualifying offer and the way it affects players when it comes to free agency?
Yeah, probably. I think look, it's going to be a give and take when they do the new collective bargaining agreement in a couple of years. There will be absolutely a change. Now, the player's going to die on the hill of young players getting more in terms of bonuses, young players getting service time, not being able to be held back, or are they going to take care of themselves? I think you're going to see players, veterans, not as worried as people think about the young player and more worried about their long-term future, whether that's funding their pension at a higher level, whether that's lifetime health care for them and their families. You know, there's a number of other issues that I think are going to be important to veteran players. Yes, they're going to want to help the youngsters because that's the lifeblood of the game, but I don't think the youngsters are right at the top of the priority list.
Do you see a strike possibly occurring after the 2021 season if a new CBA cannot be agreed upon?
Well, if it can't be agreed upon, it will be a strike or a lockout. That's just a fact. But I can't believe that either side would be that stupid to do that. That would really surprise me to have, you know, a company, which that's what Major League Baseball is, as successful and as multi-billion dollar driven as it is. I think it's just north $10 billion. You got people that worry about how they're going to put gas in their car every day. They have people that worry how they're going to get their kids through college, how they're going to feed their family. And we have situations which are worse, people that can't even put a roof over their head. So you're going to tell a bunch of billionaires and millionaires, owners and players, yeah, you guys can't figure out how to divide $10.5 billion. So you're going to strike. You'll really turn people off in today's time. So I think cooler heads will prevail. Since 94, we haven't had a labor stoppage, not for one day in Major League Baseball, and I would hope that's how it stays.
And, David, another change that we could see coming to the baseball diamond soon has to do with fans and the in-game experience, as Albert Almora's foul ball, which hit a young girl in the head and sent her to the hospital, put a national spotlight onto the issue of extending safety netting at MLB ballparks. Where do you stand on this hot topic in the game right now?
Well, it's got to happen. They've got to extend this all the way to the foul poles and protect people as best they can. And it's not just low-level fencing to protect the first and second row. It's balls that go over the netting and get people 20 and 30 rows deep. Because I've seen it. I'm at the park all the time, and I've seen people, you know, 20, 30, 40 rows up, and they get drilled by line drives. So, look, I had season tickets for many years at the Blackhawks, and we sat behind the netting, behind one of the nets right in the turn, and the netting did not affect your view whatsoever. It's like white noise. It's like living there, the L tracks. You learn to, it's not even there anymore. So they have got to protect fans, period.
Now, just to further sum up your thoughts on this issue, you ended up sending out a tweet after the Almora incident saying, quote, "I am effing amazed by the number of people that don't want to add extended netting to all MLB games. Are you that stupid, or is your entire life about trolling people? There can't possibly be that many idiots in the world," end quote. Now, you later, of course, issued an apology regarding the language that you used in that tweet. Granted, though, it's still available and you never deleted it. Do you regret sending that out?
I don't regret sending it out. What I regretted is, and it was my wife who's all over me, is if you have a different opinion, you're entitled to your opinion. That sometimes, for me, is if your opinion is so ridiculous in my mind, I want to call you out. That's just who I am. I shoot from the hip. And, you know, my wife is in the corporate world, and she's like, everyone's opinion is valid. Everyone has a right to express it. Yeah, I agree. Everyone has the right to express it. And if you don't think there should be nets, you're an idiot. That's just how I feel. But I understand, at her urging, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Well, fortunately, your strong feelings on this topic apply to the majority of people around the game today. Now, that being said, Commissioner Rob Manfred has claimed that there are no immediate plans to extend the netting. When, if ever, do you see this change being implemented in Major League Baseball?
I think it gets done before opening day next year. Now, why it can't get done now, I don't know, but he must have a valid reason. So I'd love to hear from him what that valid reason is. I don't know what it is, but I would think by opening day next year, you will indeed see extended netting. Maybe not all the way to the foul pole, but I think you're going to do a lot more to protect people.
Moving now to your sports media career, it was recently announced that you have signed a multi-year contract extension with NBC Sports Chicago, continuing your Sports Talk Live hosting duties, along with an expansion into, quote, fan-focused content over a variety of platforms. First of all, congratulations on the extension. Why did you decide to stay with NBC Sports Chicago?
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. My late father said to me one day, shortly before he died, he said, as you go on in your career, you're going to be presented with some really, really cool opportunities. Evaluate where you are at and don't run from happiness. Don't worry about the last dollar. You'll make good money. You'll feed your family. You'll be a happy guy. But if you are happy every day, you get up, you go, boy, I love going to my job. The grass is not always greener somewhere else because everyone thinks you should go do this or that doesn't mean it's the right thing for you. But you have to be mature. You have to be willing to look in the mirror and go, okay, what's important to me? And what was important to me are who I work with. Certainly we all want to be paid, but who I work with, who I work for, the company that I work for, which is NBC, which is as good as it gets. And all those things checked all the boxes. I get up every day at 4, between 4 and 4:30. I'm in my car at 4:45. I go work out. I go do radio. I go do something else. I might do a second workout. I go do TV. I have Cubs at night many nights till 11 or 12 at night. I get home, I get 3 hours of sleep, and I crank it back up. Or I get 7 hours if I don't have a Cub game, and I get up and I crank it back up. It's not work. There are people that are listening to your show. They go to jobs that they hate. They just getting up every day going, oh, another day at this job with this stupid boss. I'm blessed, man. It's, for me, if you have your health, you got everything. And if you add happiness into it, you won the lottery. So I'm good.
Now, it's no secret, though, that your name has been synonymous with Cubs baseball for many years. I mean, you've been hosting Cubs pregame and postgame coverage since 1995, both on the radio and on TV. And with the Cubs creating their own network now in 2020, that run is inevitably going to come to an end. Were you approached about having a role with Marquee Sports Network? And if so, did you decide to turn it down, or what was the story behind that?
Yeah, I was. And it was, you know, very flattering. And in the end, as I said to you a minute ago, I didn't turn the Cubs down. I said yes to NBC and where I'm at. I love working here. I love doing Sports Talk Live. Yeah, I'm going to miss doing Cubs pre and post. I've enjoyed, this is my 25th season between radio and TV consecutive of being the voice of the team. And I've loved every single game, even when the team was bad. Loved it. But I'll still cover the game. I'll still be as glued in on that team and clued in on what's going on. I'll just get to watch the games at home at night. So it's good. I'm happily married, so I get to be with my wife more.
And David, before we let you go today, on April 13th, you ran in a 5K benefiting brain tumor research, and it's such a great cause, one that definitely deserves much support. But my question is it true that you never stopped running throughout the entire race and finished with a good time?
Yeah, that was my first 5K I'd ever done. I'm not a runner because I broke my hip playing football back, guys, got to be 30 years ago. And so if I run too much, my hip bothers me. And so I do the elliptical, I do a Peloton bike, but running is just, you know, it's for other people, it's not for me. But I did this for that charity because I have a dear friend who's battling a brain tumor. And I said, you know what, I don't care how long it takes me, I'm finishing this thing and I'm not stopping. And so maybe my time wasn't as good as others, but I finished and I felt good about it. And so, yeah, it was a cool thing to be a part of.
Well, David, thank you so much for being here on the show today. Great content, great interview as always. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Anytime, man. Thanks for asking. Have a great day and best of luck to you.
What an honor it was to welcome David Kaplan back on the show as we talked with him about some Chicago Cubs news, some MLB national headlines, plus his amazing sports media career. And remember, if you enjoyed this interview and you enjoyed listening to David, hear him every day from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on ESPN 1000 and weeknights on Sports Talk Live on NBC Sports Chicago. As you heard, he's a very busy guy. He has a very hectic schedule, to say the least. So it was really nice of him to take the time and come on today's podcast. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the subscription box on the homepage of the site. Simply type in your email, click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article directly to your email. And remember, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018-19 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.